VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump and his wife Melania visited the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where a gunman massacred 11 worshipers on Saturday. A large crowd of protesters who don't believe the president's visit is appropriate marched nearby. Top congressional leaders from both political parties declined invitations from Trump to join him in visiting. The family of one of the victims also declined to meet the president. President Trump says he wants to deny citizenship to babies of non-citizens and unauthorized immigrants who were born in the United States.
President Trump says he may have the legal right through an executive order to deny citizenship to children born in the U.S. to non-citizens. Vanderbilt University law professor Susanna Sherry says that's doubtful because the right is guaranteed under the 14th Amendment.
That can't be changed except by constitutional amendment. So not only can't he do it by executive order, but even an act of Congress signed by him couldn't change birthright citizenship.
Sherry says the question over who is covered by the amendment was settled in an 1898 Supreme Court decision. Trump voiced his birthright theory during his presidential campaign when he described it as a magnet for illegal immigration.
Associated Press correspondent Tim McGuire. House Speaker Paul Ryan also said the president can't change the birthright procedure, which is protected by the 14th Amendment. A U.S. missionary was shot and killed in his car in Cameroon during fighting between separatists and soldiers on Tuesday. Charles Wesco died of a head wound in a hospital in the northwestern city of Bamenda. Bullets struck Wesco's car, but it's unclear who fired the shots, if he was targeted, or tragically was caught in the crossfire. He was in Cameroon for only a few weeks. English-speaking separatists have been fighting for an independent state in Cameroon. This is VOA News.